Adventure 10, Conclusion. Searching through Nifem Spire, the party turned out more random pieces of gold, as well as a large magical tome. While everyone else looted, Magnarus used the herbs and oils he had brought with him to hallow much of the spire. He was unable to penetrate the core itself, but the rest of the spire soon found itself protected from evil by the shining light of Pelor. Finishing the search, and the blessing, the group exited from the tower, tons of loot in tow. Apparently the preternatural cold the party had noticed entering the spire had finally turned to snow, and walking out, the group sensed a hard time traveling. Until everyone remembered they could use magic. Utilizing his helm, Hlothgar teleports back to his home in Greyhawk, taking Char with him. Gjeld likewise teleported back to the inn he had worked at, taking up his old singing position, and putting on two performances that set the city alight with praise of his abilities. The rest of the group was left standing in the snow, several hundred pounds of treasure between them. Remembering Lord Jelbin's admonishment about losing his horses again, the remaining party members walked back to the horses, where Nick utilized his new mess fly spell to gift the horses with the ability to fly. After a little friskiness, the remaining group took off, and flew to Greyhawk. Finally arriving, the group got together and briefly discussing treasure, visited Lord Jelbin. Congratulating everyone on their victory, Jelbin gave each member of the party 5,000 gold, as well as a promise to resurrect Lydia and Ashram. Hog, who had expressed his wish not to be raised upon death, was left from the deal. Further, Lord Jelbin revealed the recent pregnancy of his wife, and invited the group to a grand ball in honor of the event. After being fitted, bathed, and groomed, the group arrived at the ball, hobnobbing and drinking with the social elite of Greyhawk. Congratulated on all sides by their victory over Gulfius, both Serenus and Gjeld were asked to play for the audience. Unfortunately, Gjeld had already imbibed heavily, and halfway through his song, began feeling rather sick. And then getting rather sick. All over the stage. And unfortunately, because of her recent sensitive stomach, Lord Jelbin's wife likewise became rather sick. All over Lord Jelbin. Everyone was scandalized. Except for most of the party, who all found it rather funny. The next day Lord Jelbin began helping the party sell their disparate loot. He was glad to do so, less glad to do it for Gjeld, but soon nearly everything was sold and accounted for. Except for a golden crown Horkin had found. Directing Horkin to a merchant dealing in such expensive jewelry. Following behind, the party filed into the shop, approaching the man behind the counter. Holding out the crown, Horkin asked for a price. He was surprised when the man instead dropped to his knees, and proclaimed that he could never buy the crown from his king. Shocked, Horkin began to question the man, and soon learned the crown belonged to the lost kingdom of Noonthur. One of the few legends that remained to the scattered people of Noonthur was of the return of their king. He who found the crown was destined to be their king, and to rebuild Noonthur from its once noble ashes. Suffice to say, Horkin was floored. Putting the crown away for now, the party flew to Brindingford, where Lord Jelbin had arranged for the resurrections of Lydia and Ashram. Taking their remains, the high cleric brought both of them back, radiant pillars of light building their bodies from nothing. While in Brindingford, Melder stopped at the reality wrinkle. Not announcing his identity, he allowed his employee Thurkin Ember Darkies to slowly draw a noose around his own neck. Serenus finally ended his game, and Melder gave the store a thorough inspection. Finding all in order, he authorized Darkies to draw more heavily on the funds than he previously had been allowed to. Now the party had come to a dilemma. Melder had received a letter begging for aid from Blissingle, the small town situation nearby the Glitterheim. Apparently, dwarves had re-inhabited the Glitterheim, and restarted their forges. But recently earthquakes had begun shaking the region, where earthquakes had never shook the region before. Having saved them before, the people of Blissingle again asked Melder to come and save them. But now the party also had Horkin's recent ascent to royalty. Which path to take, which adventure to follow?